This is Emily Perez. Welcome back to another episode of Shades Talks, the podcast.
Yeah.
And you won't even know why it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Why your friend is not there anymore. Why your spouse is not there. Why your child. So relationships, yes. At 40, it does. You have to.
Yeah.
Because when we're young, we're so, you know, everything is fun. We go to the club.
Meet us at the club.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, at 40, it's like, okay, how do we sustain this relationship?
Like, girl, what are we eating at tonight?
Oh, come over, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So it's different. Our relationship has evolved. It really has evolved.
In a very good way,
I think.
In a
very good way.
I mean, and as you guys have listened to all of the podcasts, it didn't happen instantaneously. It was a progression, you know, and I think that we're still progressing, you know. But what about your friendships outside of us, though?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys nurture those? Do you do the same thing?
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, this one doesn't have no friendships outside.
For me, I know for me, I've had the same friends. I mean, I think you gotta be that 20-year mark. I don't have nothing under 20 years because that you're an associate. Because
you're a customer.
Yeah, so I mean,
sorry.
And my thing is, sometimes with friends, you need to understand that life is still moving on. So, boo, if I don't talk to you this week, if I send you a text or whatever, I still love you. Mm-hmm. I got a girlfriend in Louisiana. We may go for months without talking to each other. She may call me. She's like, chick, what you doing? She's like, I got a vent. Oh, okay, hold on. Wait, let me put Marcella's food in the thing. All right, go.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever. And we just pick up where
we
lost off.
Let me get this Bluetooth
flavor. Right? And we just pick up right where we left off, you know, where we left off. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know.
For me, there's some re-evaluations of some of those friends that I've had outside of Shades. And some of those reevaluations meant that some of them, I'm not friends with them, but in a good way, not that they were toxic or anything else. It was just, we're not going in the same direction or even halfway there. So I don't need that, or I don't need that kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I've picked up two friends.
They're two friends, meaning that they've
been integral in the last 7 years. So to me, that's new, you know, because y'all ain't new.
Right. I want to talk about self-reflection. If there was something that your 20-year-old self thought that is different now that you are over 40, that you would tell someone else who's in their 20s, what would it be?
Don't rush life. Take your time.
Mm.
That's what I tell Lana all the time. Take your time. Don't be in a rush. Take your time.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy those moments,
right? It's going to happen. I promise you it's going to happen. Take your time.
Mine would be, don't sit on the sidelines. If you say that you want to do something, actually work towards what that thing is that you want to do. And don't look up 20 years later and you're the one saying, yeah, I had a chance to do that, but I didn't do it because. No excuses, but definitely don't sit on the sidelines.
Mm. China, you got something?
Give yourself praise.
Y'all are preaching today, okay? Give yourself grace.
You're awesome. It's okay.
My 20-year-old self. What would I tell my 20-year-old self?
Well, something that you thought when you were 20 years old.
You're worth it.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I was in a relationship
the moment I realized I was worth it, I sold my house, packed up a U-Haul, and moved to a state I've never been to because I realized I'm worth it. Like, I'm worth this, you know, because, you know, we attach ourselves. At 20, we always feel like everything is the end of the world. Mm-hmm. This decision is that if mm-hmm. I get a divorce, who's going to want me? I was 20. Do you know I was some good hot stuff at 20?
Good hot stuff.
At 20, I had just given my life to Christ, too.
Yeah,
I was like, look. But at that point, sometimes, you know, we look at these kids like, how do you feel that it's the end of the world? Why do you think suicide? Because sometimes when you're making certain decisions, you really feel like, if I don't stick through this, that's it. That's it. What was I thinking at 20 years old that if I left that marriage? Mm. You know, well, he actually, you know. But I really felt, but I think I am 20. Seven, no, I was 20. Well, I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. I was still here. I was here at 20. And when I realized it was worth it, and God's got me.
Yeah.
God, come on now.
I'm gonna order
you. God's got me. Come on. What the heck?
Order you one, girl.
Please order me
one.
Order
you one.
When mm-hmm. I realized that, it just fell into part. And I want my younger generation, you know, our younger daughters and sons and nieces and nephews to know you are worth it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. Now, when I was in my 20s, I was kind of ahead of time. So like I was in college at 16, mm-hmm. you know, I stayed there for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. So when I came out, all of my friends have always been a little bit older. I used to always think that I had time for everything. Like, for instance, you tell your daughter, you know, which is rightfully so, don't rush it, just chill. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I would tell my advice to somebody else's 20-year-old would be to act as if you don't have time.
Mm-hmm. Like, live your life now?
If you want to open a business, just go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Write out the plan. Just go do it. Because I feel like when I was 20, I had to have this whole ass business plan. I had to have this. Right. I had to have that. I had to have the money.
That's what they told us.
And then you looked up and you're 40. Mm-hmm. And years have passed, right? So my advice would be, and what I tell my daughter is to act as if you don't have time.
The blessing that your daughter has is she has you.
Mm.
So my thing, like my kids, they have me. My kids, they're not being rushed to be out the house.
Right.
And that's one thing. The reason why I left. So this is the thing. When I left Connecticut, I had a home in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Waterbury? Mm-hmm. I packed up my stuff, moved myself to a state I have never been to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I did it because I knew if anything happened, I still have 452 Logan Street to go to.
Yeah.
My parents, my brownstone in Brooklyn, absolutely. New York, I knew I had. So my thing is, mm-hmm. Emily, what do you have to lose? If you lose everything,
exactly.
You still have homes. Mm-hmm. And that is such a blessing that your daughter has that.
Yeah.
That is such a blessing.
And that's how I want her to move. Mm-hmm. Like, don't just feel like you got to wait until you're done with law school to open up a side business as a paralegal. Don't feel like you got to wait until, you know what I'm saying, you get a big job at a corporate. Well, go on and start yours, honey. Esquire. Haley Marie Esquire. You know, you're an attorney. Once you pass the bar, you're an attorney. You don't have to work for a big law firm or whatever. You can have things for yourself if that's what you want to do. Right. Mm-hmm. But don't sit on it. Wait, because I've told this to Emily and I think I've told this to Sheba. God gives you visions for your life, but you're not the only one he's giving it to.
Absolutely not, baby.
He's gonna give it to you. He can say, okay, I'm gonna let you have it, okay, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna give her the same one. And see what happens.
But that's what he did in the Bible when he gave you those gifts. What did you do with the gift?
What did you do with it?
Did you bury it?
Did you hide it? Hide it, bury it, did you give it away, or did you invest it? Exactly. Exactly. I think this episode was very needed because I know individuals who are over 40 and they are struggling. They're struggling to understand who they are. They're struggling to understand what their purpose and their passion is. So I think that every single topic that we discuss today will help a person like that who is struggling and just being and navigating life over 40. All right. So I'm like China. I'm so glad that everybody came out today. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for another episode of Shades Talks.